sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Rav Moshe Berkowitz. He should be zoche to bracha v'atzlach b'chol ma'aseh yadav. And he pointed me to the topic of this shir. So, therefore, we dedicate the shir l'schuso. Rav Avram Grudzinski was a famed Rosh Yeshiva, Slobodka, Mashgiach. Was killed by the Nazis, 1943, in July of 1943. So he has a Maimer Mida Keneged Mida, which is in the Mibes Avram, in the volume on Bamidbar and Dvarim, upon which this shir is being based. From page Chof Gimel. So says Harav Grudzinski Zatzal that Yisurim were not only given for Seorus to arouse us to tshuva, but rather to teach man b'mechata how he sinned and what's the way to fix it. Mida keneged mida. In other words, the idea of mida keneged mida is that when you get a punishment, you understand that this is corresponding to the sin. If you just get a punishment and it wouldn't be connected to anything, you wouldn't know what to fix. Because punishments are never just to hurt the person. Punishments are to make the tikkun. So mida keneged mida is that we get this punishment in order that we should understand from the onesh what we have to fix. That's the idea of mida keneged mida. And this was revealed to us by the Rishonim, and its source is Mishnah Sota, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, that Shimshon went after his eyes, and therefore the Plishtim gouged out his eyes. Avshalom was arrogant about his hair, so therefore he was hanged by his hair. So you see this inyan of mida keneged mida, Slimar and Shabbos, that women die for various averus, which are mida keneged mida. And if so, Yisurim are God's messengers, Hashem's messengers, to show the person what his avera is. But this hashkaf on Yisurim is only shayach by people who don't really have other sins, like the Shvatim. The Shvatim didn't even understand for 20 years that they sinned by Yosef, when they sold Yosef. They thought it was a mitzvah. And because of the Yisurim, they finally realized, oh, maybe it's because we were cruel to our brother. But we have so many averus, what's the point? You know, we're going to get some Yisurim, and then we're going to know what avera to connect it to. We're swimming in an ocean of averus. And so said the Rav Avraham Grudzinski's Rebbe, in the name of Yisrael Salanter, that he said, what do they find when they search? If they find one chisar, and they're going to say, oh, I have one sin. I did this avera, I got a punishment connected to that avera, and that's it. Is that a mitzia? It's a much bigger mistake there, and I think they only have one avera. Whereas they're filled with averas. But nevertheless, it's worthwhile to search, to realize that we have many averas, but still, to try to see specifically what we're getting punished for, and make the tikkun. So we can explain in two ways. Number one, there's a person who's a tzaddik gamer like the Shvatim, and they didn't have any averus. So even after the Gilui of Yisurim, they only found the chisaron in their hargasha. Asher inu b'tzaras nafsha b'schanenu elenu v'lo shamanu. That they saw Yosef's tzara. They saw he was crying out to them, and they didn't listen, so they closed their ears to him. And it only happened once in 20 years. Or kechach me'ashas, shem Rebbe Lozal, Rebbe Akiva, klum chisartim in tala kara kara tala kula, that I lack anything in the whole Torah. So for such people, Yisurim can find the very subtle chisaron, the derech mida keneged mida. For people like us, who are swimming mi kaf regel ad rosh, from the soles of our feet till our heads, were filled with averus, unfortunately, at least I can speak for myself, Yisurim will help them find the makor, the yisod, the foundation, the root of all of their averus. Bechiyuv or beshlila. What does that mean? Bechiyuv hainu limtso as koach o amida. So they should find the koach, the midah, in the positive way, That's the makor for all the midas and all the maisim. That's where Rabbeinu Yonah explains the pasuk, Rom aniyim v'rachav levav nir rishayim chatas. So, Farshim explain, what does it mean? Rumei naim. Rashi says, gasas ruach, rachav lev. Rashi says, so the gasas ruach is arrogance. Rachav lev is chafetz lamalos tavas libo, hu nir shel rishayim. Charishusam u'machshavosam u'chatasam. So they want to fulfill the taibas of their heart, and that is the nir. Nir is a plowing. That is the plowing of the Rishayim. So, to read the pasuk correctly again, after we read it incorrectly, Rumei naim urechav lev nir Rishayim chatas. So this gasis ruach, this desire to fulfill the taiva of one's heart, that is the plowing of the Rishayim and their thoughts that are sinful. That's Rashi, other Perushim, but the Rabbeinu Yonah explains this in the Shari Tshuva, in Shar Aleph Oschav Zayin, Hagava Misaveves Kama Veris and Magberis Leva Adam, Lev Yetzer Leva Adam Olav, Shenamar Ram Levovcha Vishachachta Hashem Elokecha Venamar, Rumei Naim Rochav Lev Nirashayim Chatas Perish. So first he talks about the Gaiva. And then he quotes our pasuk. It says Mishlei 21:4, Hagaiva nir harishayim. The gaiva is the plowing of the rishayim. Kimemenu yifru chatoim. Kasher nemar v'ram levavcha v'shachachta. V'nemar gavas rashi idlak oni. V'nemar hadovros tzadik osak begava. V'nemar kinas nuchita chatisam. Be'eretz chayim. וכמו שעושים בני אדם ניר בסדק ליליפוס בו עזר ולסף רוב תפועס כי נעושים רישיים עושה גאי וניר בלבב מזור בו המחשב וסרוס להולה לעצמך עביר השם פרי מחשב עושם. Just like you plow in the field, that's a near, you plow and that sprouts tfuah, it sprouts grain. So to the rishayim, they with their gaiva, they're plotting averis. So it's all rooted in the gaiva in their hearts. So that's like one, the shoresh, that's what Rabbi Avram is saying over here. The shoresh of the sin is gaiva, or it could be another shoresh. This pasuk is talking about gaiva. There are other shoreshim also to averis. So sometimes you can get an onesh, and that'll show you what the general chisaron in the person is, and then he'll fix it. V'yeshu pro. So that's when it comes to a general. That pasuk is talking in general, the gaiva. Yeshu prati, haynu shenu shabel akol al kol echad mokor acher lefitchunasa v'kochos nafsho. So you have the general things that apply. It could be gaiva, it could be something else that applies, or it could be something specific that's specifically about you. V'chein adavar b'shlila, haynu shesh koach hamoneas adam lachzor midargo. There's something negative that prevents a person from doing tshuva. Mida mafriel adam lamor emes, a mida that's stopping a person from being omer al emes. Tchuna nafshi sochisar and das. Character trait, the lack of das, choser machshava, lack of thought, o seichel akum, a crooked mind, yisorim huskazeh sheinam neichel ha'itiv drachu v'maisev. So this essence, foundation, that doesn't allow a person to improve his deeds. So when we look at yisurim of this time, we look mida keneged mida, so that's when you have yisurim, so hopefully the yisurim will help you fix, even if you're a person filled with sin, hopefully help you in a general way. Telling you the root of a certain character trait of gaiva or whatever it may be that you have to fix, and that's causing sin, that causes sin b'chiyuv in a positive way, or what's preventing you from being omed ala emes, what causes you to sin, and what's preventing you from ceasing to sin. So that's how the Yisurim could help a person. Look at Yisurim of this time. If we look, Mida Keneged Mida, we should be Mizbonein that these Yisurim, when they came on the Jewish people in their bitter galus, they came each time in a different Nusach, in a different way. There was a tkufa of Yisurim of Sinas Hadas. There was a tkufa of kina. There was a tkufa of yira. There's anti-Semitism, there's jealousy, there's fear. Mitzrayim, v'nosaf k'mo asena, they're afraid of us, so therefore they start up with us. Balak was afraid, penyalacha was called svivosenu. Lo kenu anusel shel tkufa zushu sinas hageza. Today it's just racism. They hate the Jewish race. So what's the mida keneged mida? Because of Vayisarvu b'goyim vayilmadu mimaaseihem. We mixed in with the goyim, and we learned from their deeds. Right, in pre-war Europe, there was unfortunately mass assimilation. Moshe Amru harbe shcheinim osim. Like Chazal say, a lot the neighbors do. So we have to be very careful of our neighbors and not to imitate our neighbors. Rabbi Yeruchim says in his Shmuzin that if we see one theme that goes through Chumash and Navi, it's not to learn from the surrounding culture, not to turn into Gentiles. We have enough Gentiles without us. But we should remain faithful Jews. Tarov zu bagoyim yetzel amon am beofen pashut. Ve'tzlein v'b'china yoser dake menoshim acherim ovim avuchu v'sem lo silecho b'maisa. אנחנו עוברים בזה במחשבה, במחשבה, בהשקפה, השקפת העולם שלנו. אין אחרת מהשקפת של אומות העולם. So first of all, and among obviously the people who literally assimilated, people who became, who stopped keeping Torah and mitzvahs, so they're obviously following the ways of the Gentiles. But there are others, like us. He's talking about the frum ones, the yeshivish ones. We're also over in machshava and hashkafa, that we often have the same hashkafa, the same philosophy as the Gentiles. You know, when you read enough newspapers and you listen to enough talk shows and podcasts, etc., etc., so it filters in, it's mechalchel, it seeps in. So back then they didn't have like we have today. Today it's even more so that the hashkafa of the Ummah Sa'olam has such a powerful an effect on us. Anachnu kamo mabitim. We look at the kings, the ministers, as people who have the capacity to do with people and countries that are weaker than them as they wish. That we've stopped believing in God, that God's running the world, that God is divine providence. We lost that because of the Ashbah of the Umas Olam. For Koshken Mashanogel and Midos Vichisarna Emes. We follow them, unfortunately, in our midos rosh a lot of times, and our lack of truth. Rav Avram here isn't mincing words; he's saying it like he sees it. Very, very stark. Yevsher gamlu tamidei chachamim v'sanyin b'shleimus hamidos v'tikunam b'shashem chayim b'numas hashkum b'gezel v'ritzicha. You live among people where there's so much crime, there's so much thievery, there's so much murder. It's hard even for tamidei chachamim to fix their midos. Shalvus nafsho shel adam u'mashen omocha bekerv leiv pinim al kol ra nasa v'nishma ba'olam. Rav Kochem lashpia gam al midosa. We read the newspaper. We see again in Chicago over the weekend, 80 people were killed. In New York City, 64 people were killed. Here and there and all the terrible things that we read about different scandals and with arayos every day in the newspaper. There's scandals with this person and with that person and all the gnevan that goes on. All the terrible things. It's mashpi on a person. On midosav, machshavosav, hargashosav. On his midos, on his machshavos, on his hargashos. V'lod el ha'idei hashkafos shel musar ha'tore efshar od yoser lios mushpa miyumus ha'olam. Through the hashkafos of musar ha'torah, we could be even more mushpa miyumus ha'olam. Why? A person can say, "Ah, we're all one. We're all the sons. We're all descended from Adam." So you feel that's the way a lot of people feel today. They say, "Listen, we're all in the same boat. So we're like the goyim." I hear that more and more. And maybe I think it myself. Who knows? If I see it, the Baal Shem Tov says that what you see around you is what's going on inside your own head. That's an os min hashamayim. That it's there for you to see. That's what you need to see. So there's a lot of we're all one. We're all in the same boat. So dafka the hashkafa of the Torah can make a person become more like a Gentile. V'im Yosef lazeh bikaris al atzmo lira misina l'shum adam mishvil tikun amidu shal sina v'kina v'chadome az nakolo b'yosef lira z'z atzmo shavalahem. And then if you're self-critical, then it's even easier for you to become like them. Because you say, I don't want to hate anybody. I don't want to have sinna. I don't want to have kinna. So then you say, oh, I want to have compassion for everybody. So then that can also bring a person closer to the Gentiles. Again, we're not wishing bad on Gentiles. We're not wishing people should die or suffer, God forbid. But we are wishing that we should be a unique nation. Am levadad yishkon. That we should be different. That we're not the same. We were chosen with a special task and with special mitzvahs and purpose in this world that nobody else has, and we can never lose sight of that. So the better you get in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, the closer you can become to other people. You love everybody, so then hey, we're all one. And that can bring a person, that can make a person less Jewish. So you see that even going with the Torah, it could be a sakana. Isn't that so paradoxical? But that's the truth. So you have to be careful, not that one shouldn't be mitaken one's midos, not that one should become cruel, but just that one should be careful that even when one is compassionate and one works on his kin and sinna, it shouldn't translate into him becoming more Gentile. The Rebbe Avraham is saying that the Goyim are hating us so much because we mixed in with them. It's because we were mixed in with the Gentiles. We have to realize that we're a different Metzias, and therefore we don't have proper Yiras Shemayim, because we become so mixed in. And we learn Torah, Kederach Dor Sheikhach Meshabein Omos. We got my degree. Even Smicha Chas V'Shalom could be a degree. I got my degree in rabbinics. And now I can make money with it, just like you can make money when you go to law school, or you go to medical school, or business school. So for some people, that's unfortunately what rabbinics is. It's just another way to make a living. And they study like any other form of knowledge, Chas V'Shalom. Even Ki Yesh Chachma Bumas Gam B'Zman Hazeh, they also. He has his masters in business, in health management, whatever. And I have my masters in Talmud. Our Drisha Sachachma is like their Drisha Sachachma. I once heard a professor from Hebrew U, a yarmulke wearing professor. He said, "We have Jewish studies." He said, "We don't check the tzitzis of our." Of our Talmidim. We're not interested. They keep mitzvahs. They don't keep mitzvahs. They believe in God. They don't believe in God. None of this interests us. We just want to... We're here to study. We're here to seek knowledge. So, I laughed to myself. I should have cried. But he's cholek on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says in the Chumash that the purpose of learning is l'yirosi. That it's supposed to bring us to a place of Yerushamayim. Etc. Why we have all that learning? To love God, to fear God. But then afterwards I heard the same professor talking, and he was saying how, you know, the Torah wasn't really written by God. So if he doesn't believe in Torah, so then he obviously shouldn't care whether his students keep mitzvahs, because he himself doesn't believe in it. But for those of us who are zocha to be ma'aminim, we have to remember that our Limud HaTorah is not like Limud HaChochmas. And I'm not talking, says Rav Avram, about Limud Shelo Lishma. That's Limud. Limud Shelo Lishma, that a guy's learning, he's learning it. You know? Impress the girls, make him feel good about himself. Get a good grade. That's considered learning. Like Limud Atzmo, Kishem Shel Chochma Yidi Olav. That it's not just learning Shalom Lishma, which is considered learning, but that learning, I understand he's saying, that learning should just be just chachma, just yediyah, that it shouldn't have any connection to Torah, to Avodas Hashem. So it's not, it's completely divorced from anything, any religious act. So that's terrible. It's even worse than stam learning shelo lishma. Shelo lishma b'seder, so I'm doing it for some ulterior motive, but at least I know I'm doing a religious act. But if it's divorced from religion, it's dangerous. So we want to be good people because we're like humanists. I hear a lot of time, well, this rabbi, he was very humanistic. So what about Hashem? So we lack Yerushalayim. We want to be good people a lot of times because Gentiles also are good people. And they also appreciate humility and modesty and kindness, compassion, but we should be doing it from a godly approach, from a Torah approach, and therefore we need more Yerushalayim. The Reform say, "Hey, Yisrael bo'alecha v'adam b'tzeisecha." Be a Jew at home and a person outside. Unfortunately, the Reform went down. They're not so Jewish at home either, but we hope they're miskariv. That's the way we live. Also, we have our Yerushalayim in the shul. And we go outside and we lose our Yerushalayim. And we're like the Umas HaOlam. The Ramban says about the Dora Midbar, that they were still Mushba, even when they left, they were Mushba from Mitzrayim, and therefore we were Am Kshei Oref. And we also got it. We're Nimshach Achar HaSviva. So to say that we haven't been influenced by the Gentiles would be a very radical statement. Pashtus were very influenced. So the Dati Morim Lani Yisurim Shal Sinas HaGeza, this horrible, horrible racism, anti-Semitism that we saw, that we're seeing, says Reb Avram, now in Europe, before he was murdered. It's in order to teach us not to be, not to mix in with the Gentiles. Hein Am Levadad Yishkon Vagoyim Lo Yischashav, like Bilam said. They were not supposed to go in the ways of the Gentiles. We're going to be Yoresh the world, we're going to get Olam Haba because we're not going in the ways of the Goyim. Targum Yerushalmi says this is the essence of Am Yisrael. We're alone, we're not going in the ways of the Gentiles, so it's worthwhile that we see the Mida Keneged Mida, that we see all this anti-Semitism, to be, help us be metakin ourselves, that we mix in with the Goyim. It reminds us we're Goyim. You know, sometimes I read about this anti-Semitism, I get all excited. It's a terrible thing. Because I see how many Jews I see on social media. How many Jews are so rare? Oh, they're anti-Semitic act, and they start feeling so Jewish, so Jewish. Before there was anti-Semitism, they were very happy to mix in with the Gentiles. But the moment there's anti-Semitism, people are asserting their Jewishness, and I'm Jewish, and Jewish people, it's not right to be bad to Jews. So, I once heard, I think maybe it was Rabbi Lam who said, he told a rabbi, or maybe he was told by someone else, that God didn't choose the Jewish people just to fight anti-Semitism. There's a lot more to being Jewish than just anti-Semitism. We have a lot to do in this world. But we have anti-Semitism and it serves a purpose. It really wakes people up to their Judaism. It's amazing. It's mamish amazing. People feel so Jewish when there's anti-Semitism. Like they need that to wake them up. And that's what Rav Avram felt the anti-Semitism in pre-war Europe was all about. And that's the Mida Keneged Mida, that God is sending them to hate us as Jews, to remind us that we're Jews. Because sometimes we forget. We get mixed up in the surrounding culture. So we should talk about Zocha now in these terrible, terrible times. It seems like Chazal say, Ein Yom Shein Kelosa Meruba Mechaverta. It's not a day where the Klal is not worse than it was yesterday. Every day, just you hear more stories, more people dying, more people getting sick. And the economy is so horrible. The unemployment and the the shekel is the dollar in Israel keeps going down and down. So everyone who's living off American dollars and all the yeshivas, so this, they get the same amount of dollars, but it keeps being worth less and less. And that's the smallest part of the problem, you know. All the unemployment, all the businesses that are closed, all the people who lost their life savings, and all of the people who just don't have money for rent, they don't have money for food. I read recently 32% of Americans can't pay their rent. I am Venora. So we believe that once heard a story, Rabbi Beryl Wein said he was sitting on an airplane, he sat next to a woman, and she said to him, "Oh, you're Jewish. All the problems of the world are your fault." So he said, I don't know if he told her or he just said, but he in the class, but he said that she was right, almost right. It's not necessarily our fault, but it's because of us. Ain Peronis Baal Olam Shvili Yisrael, it says in the Gemara. So it's for the Jewish people, for whatever reason, somehow it's all connected to us. So we have to make the tikkun. It's a big, big responsibility. So we should be Zoche Mir Tzashem to make the tikkun. And this should just be the harbinger of Mashiach. It says one of the simanim of Mashiach is Pruta Ozlam and Akis. So besides, there's so many people who have died, Rachmana Litzlan, and millions upon millions who've gotten sick. Recently saw a statistic, 1 out of every 66 Americans. It's just Ayom Venora. I said, as long as we're 1 to 60, we're cool. Once we get to 1 to 59, we're done, because then it's no more Bithel B'Shishim. But that's just a Lumdish joke. But it's really, it's Ayom Venora. All the sick people and all the suffering people and all the people who have died and all the people who have lost relatives and friends. Talmid Chachamim we lost. The Novim Minsk Rebbe in America. And Rav Bakshi Daron in Eretz Yisrael, to name just two. Many, 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 many people. So Mir Tzashem, we should be Zochet, that this is the last Yisurim before Mashiach. And Shenizke L'Tshuas Olamim. Mehera via Mainu, Amen via Mein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.